Power Project family, how's it going? I want to talk to you guys about the best gym fits in the game. You need to head over to Vuori. People don't know how to say it. People don't know how to spell it. V-U-O-R-I. But let me tell you something about Vuori. They have great clothes that you can wear outside the gym, weddings, lunches, dates. And then they have they have great pieces of equipment you can wear in the gym that make you look good while you're lifting. Because I know there's still a lot of y'all who are still rocking and one shorts. And although I have nothing against and one.
Gets me every time.
I have nothing against and one shorts.
Yeah.
Honestly, it looks horrible. So Andrew, please tell the people how to step up their damn clothing game.
For real, you guys got to step up. Head over to Vuori.com/Power Project. That's Vuori.com/Power Project to receive 20% off your order. No code needed. You guys will see a discount will be applied at checkout banner across the top. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes. Hit that shot clock.
Are we going?
Shot right here.
Bam.
And we're on. Oh yeah, that's okay. That's my blow. Right. Okay, so this is my Chris. If you want to take the whole thing at once, take the whole thing at once.
Yeah, man.
I'd say take half.
I will too. Now you're not a lightweight, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, you know I'm always sometimes I'm herbs all the time. I'm no stranger there.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do another one. Mind bullet. Cheers. This is my second mind bullet of the day.
Kabing, kabing.
Kabing. All right.
Kabing. Here we go.
What's the mind bullet between some friends?
Can I just tell you, just knock it down?
Knock it down, Chris.
I'll be designated driver and have some electrolytes. So just that way I make sure you guys get home safe.
Somebody's got to record this.
What did
this
you guys
shit.
Do?
Yeah, yeah, someone's got to record it.
So what's been going on, man? You said you feel like a new man. What's going on with those kneecaps?
Oh, yeah, man. We're having some knee issues. I didn't tear anything like that, but you know how we have blood for the muscles, right? Well, mm-hmm. I guess we have a certain kind of fluid for our joints. Right. And just once again, no circulation. Mm. I think all that constant tension, half repping stuff, you know, from what I learned from the knees over toes guy, full range of motion keeps them juices flowing.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so I've been doing some of those things. You should have the slam board. I've been doing the deep lunges. Mm. All that stuff really helping me out. And of course, taking turmeric. And I believe it's pronounced hydrolonic acid.
Yeah.
Dude, knees start to feel good and loose, man.
My guy, Chris, I got to say first, before we continue on with this podcast, man, when I was a how old are you right now?
36.
You're 36.
I'll be 37 31st of March.
Yeah, he's a YouTube OG.
He was one of the first guys that I was watching when I was like 16, 17, when I was getting movements and all the bodybuilding stuff. Your channel.
Oh, really?
Hodge Twins.
Yep.
Elliot Hulse.
You're a big reason why I'm so jacked.
Huh?
How old are you now?
I'm 29.
You're still young. Yeah.
But when you started, I was like a teenager. So I was like seeing all that shit, copying those things. So, man, I'm going to do my best not to fanboy during this podcast. Okay. But it's happening. So hey,
do you know like some of his like catchphrases or some? I know he's rapping there for a while.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember back when it was UMG.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was when I was watching. And I was still watching after that, but yeah, that was you made fitness cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
try to make it fun.
You made it fun.
You can make any. You make something hard look fun. I think that's when you get them.
Yeah,
I learned. Look kind of reflecting and looking. When you're in the moment, you don't think. What am I like the analytics of the things? Uh-huh. I was just doing what felt good.
Yeah.
But looking back, if somebody would actually write a book on how to do YouTube, I would definitely put that. Make it fun, make it engaging, you know, meet people and get your name out.
Yeah.
I was just kind of doing what felt, you know, just doing what felt good to me at the time. I didn't have no plan, nothing like that.
What gave you the idea to, like, start filming some of it in the first place?
Well, you know, I was
going to move your microphone a little bit.
Thank you.
Right?
Just, like, right there. Bam.
Yeah, I was just kind of doing my own thing, working out at the gym, the commercial gym. And I was with Vince.
Yeah.
You know, he saw me. He was like, man, you're new in town. I literally just moved in that area.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, man, I'm looking for a partner. You want to work out together? And I didn't think anything of it. You know, I'm like, look, meet me tomorrow. I'm doing some chess. You know, it's always good to have, you know, company on a chess. There's somebody to spot you when you're going heavy and things like that. And, you know, we became friends over time. And I said, what you training today? So, you know, we're doing chess. You know, no pecs, no sex. You know,
stuff like that.
Oh, we're doing back, rows for the hose. You know, stuff like that. You know, and he was like, man, these are kind of funny, man. We should go on YouTube with this. Yeah, keep mine around. This time, it was more so Hodge Twins, Scooby.
Uh-huh. Damn, you
know,
Scooby.
Yeah. Even Tiger Fitness, Mark. You know, who else was around? A guy named Barthel, Scott Herman, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I'm not gonna. They ain't gonna watch me. I'm nothing like these type of people, you know. Uh-huh. I say Mike Chang from Six Pack Shortcut.
Yep.
What's the thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, they're gonna watch me, man. He's like, man, this is why we need to be out here. This is different.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he was right. He was doing graphic design, going to school for that, so he was already kind of itching to record somebody anyway. So, so he kind of pushed me out there. I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't really my plan. My plan was more so to just be a personal trainer locally. Mm-hmm. And when we started doing the YouTube thing, I was like, look, I'm already getting people stopping me at Walmart. You know, any gym I touch, you know, people are asking me to make them a meal plan.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I can get at least 10 people a day to pay me $100 for a meal plan, that's $1,000 a day. That was my goal. Mm-hmm. You know, you get online, you have access to more people, not just your not just your town. So I could easily get 10 people a day to make them $100 meal plan. It's nothing. You know, this is before the macro stuff really took off, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now macros, everybody can make their own meal plan. You can go on MyFitnessPal and make your own meal plan. Back in those days, you know, you feel eating clean was the thing. You know, make your meal plan, ask you your budget, what do you like to eat, what you don't like to eat. And I just make a meal plan. $100, easy, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is what YouTube was having. They had like a DM. You know, YouTube had it to where you can.
That's how I got a hold of Stan Efferding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was DMing. DM people all the time. Like, hey, I'm new to the YouTube. Like, if I still go to you, let's say maybe a Scott Herman's channel.
Yeah.
Or a Scooby's channel. Mm-hmm. I'll DM people who's commenting. And I had to go DM 20 people a day. Eventually, got to DM 50 a day. Dude, I got to the point where I was getting, you know, people making, you know, paying me for meal plans, you know, stuff. So that was my goal to, you know, just making them, you know, make money selling meal plans and just be a good personal trainer. I never had aspirations of, you know, getting paid for. I didn't know you can get paid for views, to be honest.
Yeah.
Or a YouTube partner or none of that stuff. My goal was just to try to hustle this personal trainer thing.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get into fitness in the first place?
Man, just love working out. I had a love for muscles, you know, watching up, you know, group watching Rocky. The Arnold movies, you know, it's like everybody else, you know, liking girls. And, you know, the dating world, man, this is an elephant in the room. We don't talk about it enough. Dude, guys under 6 foot tall. Dude, you got to bring it. You know, you got
to. Trying to get a little attention.
Yeah, when you're under 6, I don't care. Look, under 6 foot tall guys, shout out to my brothers out there, you know. Like, dude. The tall, dark, and handsome. No, they don't say short. You know, it is what it is. You know, so
short, pale, and fat.
Yeah, short and decent. So I'm a firm believer in don't dwell on crap you can't change or fix. You're just gonna get yourself depressed and weigh yourself down. Work on things you really can fix.
Did you say short and decent?
Yeah, short and decent. Short and decent and broke.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. So you know, work on the things you absolutely have control over and really try to master them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work on your personality, keep your money right, keep your hygiene together, keep your body together. Bro, it's going to take you to, you know, it's going to put you in a better marketplace. I think everything's a marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, I believe everything's similar to fishing, which is, I'm not really religious, but I believe that's why they chose fishermen to teach the disciples, because everything is literally like fishing. We're all fishing for something in some kind of way.
Yeah.
You know, the ocean, and this is like, it's a whole bunch
and of, don't lie about it.
Yeah.
You're fishing around for something. Don't lie about it.
We're all fishing for something, you know, so I believe. You got to choose the right bait to attract. Notice attraction, law of attraction, to attract, you know. So it is what it is. You want to get, you know, some good catches out there. You know, you are the bait, you know. Make sure you bring this to the best of your, be the best you. It changes that sound. Be the best you that you can be. Mm-hmm. I always had this idea that my mom would be the baddest short man you've ever seen in your life.
I might not be able to dunk, but watch this sick layup that I can do.
I'll be the coldest 5'7" brother you ever met in your life. Yeah. That's the mindset I've always had.
Yeah. How about your personality, man? Because it's like when you're watching your videos now, but to your earlier videos, you always, the reason why people liked you wasn't just because you weren't just bringing forward information.
Yeah.
Like you were doing it in a way that they couldn't take the eyes off the video because your personality just came through. Like, do you ever feel like you were acting all, or was that just you? Like you've always just been like that?
I feel it came from a place of having fun.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I noticed, once I started getting more involved in the business side, not saying business is the fun, but it's not as fun when you're trying to get sales and, you know, when you're just making a video, teaching somebody how to do some curls, but then you remember, hey, I got to sell these fucking clothes, you know? Like, so, I mean, like I said, it's still fun, but it's not as pure of a place. I'm just going to keep it real. It's not as pure. I remember when I first started doing YouTube and I was getting sponsored to wear things. It's different than trying to hold a company down and you make sure you got to hit these certain numbers and things like that. So I believe, you know, it shows in the videos when you're having more fun. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe people should think about that a little bit more before they go and take a deal right away.
Or you mean a sponsorship deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. it depends on your goals. You know, some people get in here just to make money, you know, so I would never tell somebody not to do that. But there's an old saying that goes, you know, if you're having fun with it, you're not really working. That's very true, because the money literally came to me. I believe it got to a point where, you know, you want more. And now, instead of trying to figure out how to entertain your people, right, and it just comes to you naturally, you're thinking in ways how to increase your sales versus how to increase the engagement, you know. And
do any of us have an idea of, like, what you get paid from YouTube, like, per view-ish?
I know can look it up.
It's a little more complicated than just...
I know
that, right? Like, do we have an idea of, like, 1,000 views gives you, like, X amount of money?
You probably know.
No, I know whatever the numbers are. They're not as what they used to be. Because remember the apocalypse situation they had?
Right? Yeah, after PewDiePie.
Ever since then, rules changed so much. I get so much demonetization just from having music in the background.
Oof.
You know? Yeah. Or you take certain trigger words.
Yep. You got to be careful on, like, what you say on YouTube now. Like, we were just talking about it in the podcast earlier. But they, you know, you can't really even talk about, like, being fat or saying things as far as fat is concerned. Like, YouTube is
certain curse words can get you demonetized and all kinds of stuff. They have I don't know what kind of technology they have, but they have some crazy technology on YouTube. Sometimes I out of curiosity, I'll just type in my name and put, you know, like, search for this week, and somebody will just mention my name, you know, or somebody else named Chris Jones.
Yeah.
And name not in the you know, not in description, none of that. It's just the voice.
In the video, yeah.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they have is they have, you know, people have been fearing this forever, but they have artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It's like running the program. So it's pretty wild, but it's demonetizing certain things, and I believe it may even be pushing certain narratives to some of our ways with certain clicks that we made previously, or maybe even in the conversations that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some people thinking the phones are listening in. I don't know how true or some of that is, but
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
But which brings me back to the topic we're just talking about business, which is a good thing. I think most influencers should have some kind of income outside of views, because as you see, people are putting a chokehold on us. You know, you can't say what you want no more, you know. So just try to have balance. And that's where I'm at now. I'm just trying to get back to a balance now, you know. I'm one of those guys who I'm kind of always been extreme. Like, with bodybuilding, I'm all in, you know. When it comes to the YouTube, I was all in. Then when it came to business, I was all in. But I kind of, I don't want to say neglected my channel or nothing like that. But it was less about having fun and more about trying to get the viewers to spin with me, you know. So now I'm in a new mindset now to where it's like, entertain them, get your sales, keep that balance. Because at the end of the day, you got to have fun, and it's gonna show.
Yeah.
You know, where does some of this like happiness come from originally? Like, we're talking about your personality. Like, does this come from certain things in your childhood? Is this something you saw in your grandfather, grandmother, or where did some of this come from?
Yeah, I believe you just got to kind of come with life. You know, sometimes you got to go through dark times to appreciate the good. You know, and I've been through some times to where I can appreciate the little things. It wasn't always like that. You know, I've been through some tough times to where I appreciate the little things. And so people who don't, you can't really judge. You know, sometimes they haven't really been anything. They really haven't been through anything. You know, sometimes you really have to go broke to understand to make some money. Sometimes you got to work crappy jobs to appreciate a good job, you know. Just that simple, you know.
It's difficult not to judge, right? Like, because you want to, I think sometimes we're trying to help. We're well-meaning sometimes with our message of fitness or nutrition. But we sometimes forget that just other people are just in different spots in their life. And the truth is, maybe they just don't care that much about fitness. Maybe they don't like it.
Yeah.
And so it's like we're trying to introduce something that maybe they will like, or try to make it look fun.
Definitely. Yeah. I think we're all just trying. I think even to school, you know, you try to find a table to sit at, you know, or that after school activity. We're all trying to find where we fit in, whether we want to admit it or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even to this day, I'm still trying to, you know, find other places I can fit in, because I have things in common with people I live with, but sometimes some places I don't, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know. I would love to be able to hang with friends who are a little more with anime, or, you know, I've been getting a lot of spirituality lately, you know, because I understand the science to it, you know. So I've been trying to hang with more people about that, looking more into Buddhism and yoga. That stuff really is kind of really, it's kind of cool. I know it's Dorian Yates been into that lately. Mm-hmm. It's real powerful stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
So what do you mean by, because, like, yeah, I've seen that stuff. I've seen that on your channel. There seemed to be like a shift in you at a certain point, kind of like you had some type of awakening. What happened? What was that like?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. See, this is where the power of fluids is so powerful. You know how we have so many teens, they try roids, right? Because, you know, they find out their favorite fluids are on them, and they're literally giving their stacks online. And a lot of us, we'd be like, man, you shouldn't do that because a young kid might, well, dude, that's kind of similar to happened to me. Joe Rogan podcast, Mike Tyson podcast, talking about these psychedelics, right? And sure enough, I'm a grown-ass man. But I look up to these guys, and they're clearly saying they help them get through this. And then I was going through some rough patches in my life, you know, so I still had to give this shit a try. And sure enough, I got what I asked for, but I had to go through hell to get my mind back. I damn near lost my mind trying them psychedelics, bro.
What happened? Like, what'd you use? I'm like, what happened?
Well, I tried Tabs, LSD, and trash rooms after.
Okay.
And we did LSD first?
Yeah, LSD first. Yeah. It's supposed to be the
other way around. Is this at the same time?
No, not the same day. Try LSD first. Mm. And you both start with one tab, but you know, these little bee things. Yeah. They're so tiny little squares. I'm like, no, bro, it's not going to do it to me. It's it too, bro.
So I'm too dense for this shit.
So long story short, the universe, everything comes from the sun. You know, we have our eyes are only programmed to perceive a certain wavelength of light. You can't see below it or above a certain wavelength, right? So it's just like sounds. Certain sounds you can't hear, like the heartbeat. You can't hear because your ears can't hear below a certain wavelength. Same with smells, right? Mm-hmm. Long story short, we already have all these energies flowing around. But when you ingest these things into your bloodstream, notice the word blood, you will literally open the gates for other spiritual energies to touch you. You know, just like with alcohol, you know, they talk about spirits.
Yeah.
So lower vibration of spirits can get into your bloodstream and manipulate your mind, depending on what kind of demons you got, how weak you are. You know, other people do the stupidest crap when they're drunk. I'm a happy drunk.
You know? Same me. I'm always laughing when I've been drunk. I'm laughing all the time.
I'm trying to get a T-bar or something. But somebody who's battling a lot of demons, like who has a lot of anger issues, right? So when they're out and about, you know, with this character, that might be them as well. But it takes a lot of mental energy to be in a character that's not naturally you. You're really holding back your anger. You're really holding back your demons, you know. So when you drink, it kind of drops your vibration a bit to where you can't keep this character in line. And now here you are, Mr. Angry now. Mm. Right? So that's what it does. Same with the psychedelics. You're literally allowing these spiritual entities to hit your fucking bloodstream. And let's just say they contacted me and took me on a ride, brother.
What happened? What happened?
Yeah, because you said you went through, you had to deal with quite a bit of stuff. So, like, what did you have to unpack with all the psychedelics?
Well, they pretty much, let's just say everything has a coding. You know, everything's coded. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have DNA coding, everything has, even when you go to Home Depot and you take a little piece of this table off, they'll have a machine tell you exactly what paint it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even your emotions, everything is coded because everything's intelligently created. You know, like I say, everything's intelligently created. The math is universal language. Mm-hmm. So pretty much they took all my demons, you know, and I made a lot of mistakes in my life. And they pretty much, I'm getting lips up here.
There you go.
You feel like kind of maybe took.
They made me face every demon I had.
Yeah.
To get my long story short, everything's connected, right? You go to the hieroglyphs in Egypt, they have a feather wing in the heart. Meaning you got to have a light heart. You know, things we do can make your heart heavy.
Yeah.
And you see pictures of Jesus, notice he has his heart flaming with light, right? Mm-hmm. Notice both the words, the vibration of the word, light. You know, so heavy heart is the same. It might be explained differently, but the same meaning, you know.
Gotcha.
Light heart. So pretty much I had too much weight on my heart. I was doing a lot of things, cheating on my girl. Dude, they made me confess to her. She didn't even catch me cheating. She didn't even catch me. Look, I was up 5 days straight, and they made me confess to her.
That was the IG thing, huh?
Yeah.
And I remember that.
I told the IG, the family, like a few days later.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they pretty much said, look, we'll leave you alone. Now I'm starting to understand why so many celebrities might commit suicide. You know, some of them probably can't. They play around with these drugs, cocaine, drugs, drinking, whatever, allow these spirits into their body. And they can't get no freedom unless they really free themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so long story short, one of my demons was lust. And they told me, look, mind, body, and spirit is what we're made of. Kind of like an egg, you know, all three parts.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like if somebody called me right now, said, Chris, your mom's been in a car wreck. She might only have a day left to live. I got to leave right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, physically I'm here, right? That's the physical body. But mentally I'm somewhere else. And now spiritually I'm vibrating off because I'm not aligned where I need to be.
Yeah.
You know, so mind, body, spirit, we're all three. We got to respect all three. So mm-hmm. long story short, you know, slavery, handcuffing somebody, whooping them, making them work, that's physical. But you are in a bond. Notice we're all made of atoms, right? We're in a bond with somebody based off lies. But that's technically a mind slave I got.
Yeah.
They said, you got a slave. Would this woman still be here if she knew what you were doing but had her back? And I said, I'm not really sure. And they said, you got to tell her. That's what they were in my head, in my consciousness. It's just crazy. You know, yeah. Our brain's like a radio. Our brain's like a quantum computer. It's like a receiver, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like tapping some frequency, like some radio station. The tunes you don't want.
Yeah.
And they were like, look, you're in a hell state of mind. To get out of this hell state of mind, you got to empty your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so long story short, I set her down and they said, tell her everything the way you want to hear it.
Yeah.
It was probably the hardest thing I had to do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hardest things I had to do in my life.
I would like to maybe explain to people, like, you don't take these drugs and then you're not like high, as in like you're drunk and you're just blurting out like, hey, I did this. This is like thought out over several days.
Yeah.
And when you spoke to your girlfriend, you weren't high at the time.
Dude, I wouldn't know nothing.
Right.
I just wanted my mind out of this prison. You know, that was the hard thing I had to do. But that's not where it ended. That was one of many things I had to do. I had to repair my relationship with my father. You know, long story short, one of the reasons why I got into personal training, because I'm a felon. You know, when I was young, I was in and out of jail, in and out of trouble. It's funny, one of the reasons why I got into bodybuilding is because I got my jaw broken in a street fight, and I lost so much weight on a liquid diet. Yes, I smiled because I've been through some storms, you know.
Yeah.
And long story short, when I went to prison the second time, my family was beyond disappointed, especially my father. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm not sending you a damn dime. And I'm not going to lie, low-key hated him for that. You know, I used to lay in bed and, you know, pick a lot of dark thoughts. And, you know, because, you know, at the time, I only saw my perspective. I didn't see his. But luckily, my mom still held me down and other friends like that. But long story short, repair my relationship with my father was another test I had to do. You know, let him know I appreciate him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let him know that even though at the time I didn't see it that way, I appreciate what he did. I need the tough love. I need that message.
Yeah.
You know, same with my brother. Personally, repair things for my brother. There's a lot of wrong things I've done that I overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're self-preservation is the number one, you know, thing for a man. Well, I think any human being, you know, self-preservation. And I've been in such a self-preservation mindset that it literally made me selfish. You know, I've done a lot of selfish things that I didn't even realize I was doing that was selfish, mm-hmm. you know. Even down to the cheating, I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. Just keeping it real, even though I knew it was wrong. But the way I came up and grew up, that's part of the game.
You know what I mean?
Like the community I grew up in, the way I grew up, that's part of the game. You know, one main chick, you know, and a few on the side, as long as nobody, you good, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I got a pass, too, you know, to be able to free myself, you know, now I consciously know better.
Yeah.
You know, so pretty much what they have to do, I have to go through a series of tests to get that weight and darkness out of my heart chakra. Notice chakra. Mm-hmm. Everything's connected. Buddhism, Christianity, a lot of these things are connected. They just tell their stories in different ways. You know, it's all energy. It's mm-hmm. one thing I believe is science, first and foremost. It's all science. They explain their sciences in their own way.
Yeah.
It's all energy. It's the law of opposites. You know, all these universal laws. I believe universal laws is the real law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then how you want to navigate through the world, that's your religion. You know, the dogma, as long as it makes sense, you know, and you can align the two, you know. But first and foremost, universal laws, the law of opposites, duality, you know, energy can't be created nor destroyed. Notice how people go from one addiction to the other because that's the energy they're dealing with. You know, if you go from drinking all these sugary drinks, now your new addiction is Diet Cokes. Well, you need to just address the demon in you, address whatever that, you know, that addictive personality you have, because mm-hmm. if not, it'll just be another addiction.
Yeah.
And another addiction, you know, you gotta address each from the root. Mm-hmm. That's from what I had to do. I had to address all my demons from the root.
Yeah.
And it was a incredible experience. And they taught me you know, how I got some of these demons in me, you know, how it's crazy how when I was going through it, I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, I can't do this. I want to die. You know, like I'm waking up in hell in my mind because it works like a, like I said, like a radio station. You know how you hear music. You ever hear binaural beats?
Binaural beats.
Well, dude, sound waves hit the eardrum, and then it makes the brain catch onto the rhythm, and then it affects your internal vibration. That's why we dance to certain music, right?
Yeah,
dude, same thing. You know how, but you know, certain frequencies we can't hear, just like certain eyes, you know, certain sights we can't see, you know, wavelengths we can't see. But we need microscopes to see certain things. Mm-hmm. So I'm tuned to a frequency, bro, a hell frequency. It's affecting my internal vibration. I'm hearing voices that are definitely not mine. Woo!
Yeah.
What, to me, I mean, it sounds, I know that you had to, like, you know, be drugged through something, but it sounds like a positive thing to me.
Man, it started off hell, period. Mm-hmm. But I needed that. I probably would have self-destructed somehow or got caught cheating or maybe got a side chick pregnant. I would have done something to self-destruct myself.
Yeah.
You know, by no means am I suggesting psychedelics to people. But I ain't gonna lie, it did help me. I had to go through hell to get my mind back.
Are you never gonna touch him again, kind of thing? Psychedelics?
I like shrooms. I'm keeping it real. Okay.
Same here.
For me, I feel like shrooms and weed for me are they're pretty in the same family, in my opinion. Now, mm-hmm. as far as them tabs, bro, that's a different story. I never did tabs again, by the way.
Which one had a quote unquote better impact on you think? Or which one made you come to this realization in a stronger sense?
Man, to be real, which is hard to say unless I do tabs again. You know, because I think everything has it. You know, like I've done not bragging or nothing like that, but I've done a lot of drugs. Yeah. I used to be a party guy. You know, which is why I was so open to trying psychs. You know, I've tried party drugs like, you know, cocaine and things like that. So, you know, trying some psychedelics, which is why I probably did two tabs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this little stuff, they don't do that to me, you know. But what were you saying again?
Yeah, just which one like had a maybe a more profound impact?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Just keeping it real, them tabs, man. But if you're not ready to face your demons, some people might not even wear the demons they have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Before that, were you aware? Like, did you feel that you were doing something wrong?
I'm going to keep it real. Not trying to blame anybody but myself because I'm a grown man. But I wish I had somebody around me that could have just, you know, maybe gave me some big brother advice. Say, hey, bro, maybe you shouldn't be doing this or that. Because what they do, when you start freeing your mind, they start replaying your life to you. That's why I was getting that when I was going through my dark time. I'm thinking about taking my life. I was like, man, I can't do this no more. And then they played back every time I said somebody was a pussy for killing himself. You know, how Robin Williams apparently killed himself and other celebrities who left kids behind. I said, this pussy took the easy way out. They played. It's like they had recordings of my fucking voice, bro.
Yeah, it's like it grabbed you by the hand and took you and said, hey, look behind this door.
Like a judgment day.
Yeah, right?
I was like, wow, this is real. Mm-hmm. And that's really what helped me snap out of it. I was like, look, the law of opposites. If these are demonic entities, there's got to be an opposite, you know, the good ones, right? And that's what really gave me hope. And I kept pushing through. We just kept going through the days. And eventually, there's a voice in my head like, have you had enough? I'm like, yes. Will you do anything? Will you do anything to have your peace back?
I said, peace. Key word, yeah.
And I was like, absolutely. This is all in my head, by the way. And I was like, absolutely. And it says, well, the truth will set you free. It ain't work the same every angle. And that's when they told me step one, tell your mate about the things you do behind her back. Like, damn.
Are you sure?
It took 5 days. I didn't sleep 5 days.
Oh, my God.
Five days.
And what was it that made you seek out, you know, LSD and shrooms? Like, what was it? Like, what was the deciding factor in actually giving
it
a go?
It's funny because I wasn't seeking it. This is how it happened, bro. The first time I ever read a real book, like from top to bottom, no other than school. I was scanning through a book and kind of just to pass the test.
Yeah,
exactly.
First time I read a book from top to bottom was Locked Up, you know? That's where I actually learned more about personal training, Locked Up. You know, you got so much free time. I believe it's because you got time to sit still, you know? When the corona stuff happened, I do online coaching. That's my main job, with online coaching. And I froze a lot of my clients' accounts. Because a lot of the gyms were closed. I'm like, look, I'm not about to try to sell you on some rubber band workouts, you know, and water bottle workouts. I'm like, look, that's not who I am. Let's just freeze your account. I'm thinking this might be a 3-week lockdown. I ain't gonna last for months, you know. Mm-hmm. So I got all this idle time. You know, I say the idle time to devil playground. So it's almost like I'm locked up again, but now I'm locked up without being in a cell. But yeah. You know, you can't really, everything's closed and stuff. All this free time, you know, no clients to really train. So I'm really in my thoughts. And then, you know, I have other buddies that are, you know, doing nothing. So we're like, hey, man, we should get together and just, you know how it is. And mm-hmm. one of them brings it up. And they're like, hey, man, remember Joe Rogan? Look at Joe Rogan. Like, oh, shit, yeah. The Mike Tyson, Mike Tyson's bite ears, right? He's a bite ears. He been in prison, starting shit in the streets. And look how wise he seems now. He claims the toad and DMT, and, right? And these psychedelics helped him. Shit, it got to help me.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm already kind of feeling down, mm-hmm. you know, and sure enough, like I said, worked, but I have to go through hell to get my mind back, you mm-hmm. know, which now I understand why a lot of them have shamans assisting them, you know, or you might need a spiritual guidance. Same with the roids, you know, if it's your first time trying roids, maybe get somebody who's experienced. Don't just watch a YouTube video and try to shoot yourself, because I'm pretty sure it's a whole different world. But that's the physical,
mm-hmm.
you know. I would deal with metaphysical, but yeah. they both work exactly the same.
Yeah, anyone that is thinking about doing any sort of psychedelics or really any drug, including testosterone, like if you have previous mental health issues, that's something you really need to heavily consider going into something like that.
Yeah, see, I never had mental health issues in my life, so I always thought, to be honest with you, that was just an excuse not getting no time, you know. I was locked up with cats who try to pull the, you know, I was just lows of my mind. You know, someone might be telling, now I'm looking back, someone might be telling the truth.
Yeah.
But most of us, we always felt like this is a way to get out of doing a lot of time. We're just an excuse. But now mm-hmm. I see, bro, mental health is serious. And, you know, due to all these suicides we're hearing about, you know, even I believe it was Australia or Switzerland. I forget what city, what country it is, but they're making some suicide pods like Futurama. I forget what country that was.
Suicide pods? What do you mean?
Yeah, like apparently where you can legally mm-hmm. go to a pod and suicide yourself.
Jeez.
Like, and that's just to let you know, people are suffering in silence right now, you know?
Yeah.
We don't talk about these things, you know? There's a reason why people are overweight, not just because they don't want to work out, because food's a natural high, you know? Dopamine release. And a lot of times you'd be down, bowl of ice cream with some peach cobbler or something, mm-hmm. a nice movie, gives you a dopamine high.
Shit works.
You know? It's not always the cocaine or the weed or whatever else people like to do, so there's other ways to get that high.
Snort these peanut butter cups.
Ooh, God dang.
You know, so, and I believe that's another reason why people get depressed and they that's their way of, you know, feeling better. Some good food, you know? It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's more to it when you peel back the layers why people are overweight or eating themselves to an early grave and having heart disease and still don't give a damn. It's deeper than that. When you don't respect yourself, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. What do you think? Because like, you know, I mean, you heard it sounds like Fresh and Fit and all that type of shit, right? Yeah. What do you think because you've talked about this openly with your audience. What are some of the responses you've gotten back from the men who watch you? Because a lot of guys look up to you and then you're telling them this. What are some of the responses you got from that? That must have been crazy.
I'm not going to lie. Like I said before, one of the hard things I ever had to do.
Uh-huh.
I literally told my audience, I didn't even have to do that. I did that because, bro, all my life, I believe spirituality was just a way to keep people behaved.
Yeah.
Now, I believe to some degree religion is. Mm-hmm. I believe to some degree people made religion to keep men behaved. But spirituality is very real. I like to consider spiritual energy like the Wi-Fi, the real Wi-Fi. You know, we have phones and it connects to the Wi-Fi we have real Wi-Fi. There's a intelligent source of energy that makes these seeds grow from the ground. You know, it's an intelligent sort of spiritual energy all flowing through this whole planet. And that's pretty much my brain got tapped into when I took them drugs. But what were you saying again?
Like the men in your audience, because like you came and you talked about that. I'm assuming that a lot of guys like had
Now, of course, some people were like, Christian Luther, dead by. And rightfully so, because looking from the outside, you see this guy, you know who it is. You know, and then out of nowhere, like, I was cheating. I was cheating. I'm sorry. So I understand 100%, bro.
Yeah.
But then I had some people that were like, man, that really inspired me. I did it. That was my way of giving people hope. I felt like I said, I thought all that spirituality stuff and mental health stuff was just a way to kind of get out of doing time. And religion and spirituality was a way to kind of keep people in line. And once I realized it was real, like it was real, and I felt the energy for myself, and I was actually contacted from the other side, I just wanted to kind of, you know, show people that anybody could change.
Yeah.
You know, and I honestly, and honestly too, it felt good to tell on myself without somebody having to maybe expose me later. Who knows? Maybe a year later, a chick I used to talk to might post a picture online for some clout. You never know. You know, so it was kind of a good way to beat anybody to the punch who might want to expose me a year or two or 3 years later. You know, I'd be on the internet talking about how, yeah, me and my woman so happy, right? Right? We're on our second kid or something. And then, look at Chris 3 years ago, you know? So it was for two reasons. One, so people, nobody can expose me later, because I knew I was going to change. And I was going to start showing more positive energy and you know, change my ways a little bit. And you know, when you change your ways, people tend to want to bring you down. So that way, I beat people to the punch, get that out the way, and it gets some people hope.
Yeah,
you know,
what have you started to look into? What have you been like fishing for, so to speak, since that time? Because it sounds like you've learned a lot. Sound like you did tap into some of the spiritual stuff, but the way that you're talking, it sounds like. Like, I don't think LSD and mushrooms can teach you a lot of the stuff that you're spitting right now. So did you read a book or did you watch YouTube videos?
Like I said, they rewarded me. It's like emptying your cup. It's called duality. They said, I'm not all bad. They said that it was called duality. And, you know, the side of me that's done great things, but there's also a side of me that has done things to be punished for, right? And if I want to get more of those blessings that's coming my way, to kind of get that stuff off my heart. And they rewarded me with knowledge. You know, like I said, there's an intelligent energy source that makes these seeds grow that molds the world. The world's full of vibration, you know. And they pretty much gave me a lot of, and they also told me in the spirit realm, I know it sounds crazy, but that anything we teach you, you can find in a book because you're not the only one we've contacted.
Yeah.
So they told me, one, start watching your tongue, right? And a week or two later, I see this book about this guy who froze water and apparently put certain words next to the water, and the molecule structure changed depending on the words.
You see that shit on YouTube, too. Like, yeah,
I forgot the guy's name.
I'll have to try to find it.
He was an Asian guy. He's dead now, though.
Yeah, there's weird shit like that. Or even like Wim Hof, who just believes that he can control the temperature of the water when he goes in, he submerges himself in freezing cold water. He makes the water increase in temperature.
Damn.
Which I think any human body would do that to a certain degree, but he's able to do it to a much different degree because of his belief system.
He's already tapped into that. Because there's a guy named Mr. Dispenser. I forgot his name.
Joe Dispenser. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're
apparently
talking about.
Apparently healed his back with his mind.
Yep. Right? Yep. We talk about that a lot. Like
People think is like, oh, that guy's out of his mind. He's nuts.
Yeah. So they say watch your tongue, because think about it. We're made mostly of water. If it can change the molecule structure of the water, that means you can change you. That's why you gotta watch your tongue. That's
so, like watch the things that you say about yourself and other people, et cetera. Like, that's what you mean?
And most of all, internally to yourself.
Yes.
The shit you say to your affirmations, start putting more positive affirmations to yourself, too. And I was like, man, baby, is this how some mumbo jumbo stuff, watching your tongue? And a week later, literally, a book falls on my lap. Literally, some guy told me to check this book. Yeah.
Yeah, like, this isn't good for, like, a podcast, but basically, they show the frozen water molecule, and then they somehow play certain words, and then the molecule will change, just based off of the words or some shit like that.
Because technically, our words are a source of energy, too. You know, our words are literally a source of energy, and it reflects in the water.
Well, Ghostbusters, too. The second Ghostbusters, when you watch
Slime.
It's a stupid ass movie, but there's slime underneath New York City, and the slime gets like bubbled over and becomes like a huge problem because everyone is so angry. And it's like, I mean,
it thrives off of the anger.
If you yell and scream and it like attacks people and shit.
It makes the toaster jump up and down.
Yeah. Dumbass movie, but
it was a great movie.
Yeah. And they're also telling me that that's why the throat chakra is so important, you know, because.
What's that?
The throat box, you know, the vibration of the voice. Notice even in the book of creation, the first thing was the word.
That's true.
In Hindu, they have a thing called the Om symbol. Sound waves, those, that's the vibration, you know? So everything's typically, like I said, it's all energy. Any different cultures, these different disciplines, they pretty much explain in their own way to try to help their people, you know? everything is all energy, it's all universal laws, you know?
Yeah.
I love it, man. I really do.
And how long have you been like this type of a thinker, like a real introspective, like complex?
2020.
Okay, so that's recently. Okay, that's great.
Now, it's funny because naturally I've always had some kind of spiritual guidance, but I always wrote it off as kind of like some confidence or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But once I completely lost my confidence and damn near lost my mind and had to kind of build myself back up, I realized I was had some natural gifts, you know, because I always had a natural gift, you know, natural guidance, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm starting to see I use a lot of my energy for negative activity. Because I've always been a thinker. Like, even back before, like, when I was getting locked up and stuff like that, like, I had a homeboy. I don't know if you've ever seen that video, but he got out of prison for doing 10 years.
I know, yeah, I remember when
I bought him a car and stuff like that. But we used to be road dogs. And he had like that for robbery. And I used to always tell him, dude, don't do crimes like that because, you know, we can't do the time like that, you know? I'm more of a, let's make maybe forge some checks or something like that, you know, even though this is all wrong. But, you know, let's duplicate, let's counterfeit some stuff. Let's do some things where we can't get a whole bunch of time. We don't have to risk being in a situation where it's your life versus mine. Well, we shouldn't be in a situation. That's why you get capital charges for things like that, where let's say you're in the process of a robbery and a guy wants to defend himself and you, God forbid, kill him. That's way more time because, first off, you shouldn't even be robbing this guy in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not be in these kind of situations, you know. So I've always been kind of a thinker, but I was obviously using it in negative energy, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it is what it is, you know. Negative and positive both work the same way.
Pack Project family, how's it going? I want to tell you guys about the legendary Tasty Pastry. And we've talked about Ben and Jerry's and snacks and stuff on the podcast. But those can go against your goals. They can be too calorically dense, and they can really make you crave more bad foods. But the crazy thing about the legendary Tasty Pastry is that it's 20 grams of protein and 5 grams of net carbs and 180 calories. And they taste amazing. You guys need to check them out. They have tons of flavors. Andrew, how can they get it?
Yeah. And the other thing, they pass the kid test. Kids love these things as well. Head over to eatlegendary.com and at checkout, enter promo code POWERPROJECT to save 20% off all the Tasty Pastries, all the nut butters, all the almonds, everything. Again, eatlegendary.com. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes. Let's get back to the podcast.
I find that really interesting because what we're talking about is like switching out certain drugs for other drugs in some ways. And I know that this sounds crazy, but somebody asked me the other day on Instagram, they were like, can I have a beer, you know, when I'm on my diet? And of course you can have some beer, but like people usually drink too much and then they consume too many calories and they get drunk and then they eat like whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, for me personally, I'd rather see people lean more towards things like kratom or weed or, you know, there's other substances that you can take that can take you to a different place. What I like about psychedelics, what I think is promising about them, is that you look inward into yourself rather than it being an escape. And I think alcohol is like, let me put the world on pause for a minute and I'm going to do my thing and I'm going to have some fun.
Yeah.
When you take psychedelics, it's not to say that you can't have fun, but the trip is the trip, and the trip that you go on, you don't really have, it doesn't seem like you have much control over, and you may get taken on a roller coaster ride, in my opinion, that can help you to be better off in the long run.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man, that shit changed my life. I'm forever grateful, but I wasn't ready for that. You know, I thought it was going to be a similar experience as like maybe popping some X at the club or something like that, you know, because like I said, well, I partied a lot and, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I have experimented with party drugs, you know, so I expected some kind of high or something like that. I didn't expect to like go on a deep, you know, soul digging
like,
journey.
Make it stop.
Yeah. It was literally a soul digging journey, bro. It was insane.
Did it change the way that you look at partying? Because an interesting thing is like, there's a lot of people in fitness that, and I'm not saying anything bad about partying, but it's like the things that are done there are sometimes in exact opposition to trying to stay healthy, right? Yeah. So did it change the way you look at that, or is that still something that's fun? It's just you don't have to do maybe a bunch of things you were doing in the scene.
I believe in balance. You know, I believe, you know, anything you do, if you don't have some kind of balance or some kind of boundaries, that's when the gates open.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at partying differently. I believe, you know, maybe, you know, this is me personally.
Yeah.
You know, party, you know, when it's, you know, you kind of deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, I programmed myself to where I went out every Saturday 3 years straight.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But, you know, the crazy thing is, like, when watching your videos, man, like, you
would be. I had a slogan called Cut a Rug.
No, but you, like, you showed all of the work you were doing consistently. You were working, and you still are working your ass off. And it's crazy that you were able to actually balance all of that work, get all of that done, still have the time to do that every single weekend.
Yeah, it's funny too, because you say it working, but man, I ain't gonna lie, looking back, I'm like, man, I probably could have got more success if I would have maybe went once a month or maybe once every 2 months. Mm-hmm. Because those Saturdays, like today, we recorded like 3 or 4 videos in the back. I haven't done that since Vince, bro. Whoa. You know, yeah, I haven't done that since Vince. You know, I'm like, wow, it probably took me back. I realized, yeah, I've done good for myself, but bro, I could have done much better if I'd been a little more disciplined, a little more work efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when me and Vince had our issues, you know, my ego took over.
Really?
It got to a point where I was like, and I'm not going to say he didn't do anything wrong. We both had our faults.
Yeah.
But looking back, I probably would have tried to work it out with him, because for one, I had to wear too many hats. You know, I felt like he could have done the editing and the bullcrap that I don't like to do. I could have just been the fun side of, helping ship clothes all night and then trying to make, you know, deal with people overseas, making samples, and then coaching your clients and then trying to entertain your people. You know, it's a lot of hats, you know, and it can weigh you down, which is probably why I partied a lot. If I would have had, because the thing about me is, I don't like people recording me, because I feel like to capture my assets, you gotta be somebody who know me to capture my essence. You know, like when I did my eyes, like my shit. He knew to come in right at that time.
Yeah.
He knows me, you know, and you know he knew how the angles that looked best on me. He knew I looked fat on this angle.
Yeah.
You know, like, and so it's now, you know, like I said, sometimes you gotta go through dark times to appreciate the good times, or the at least appreciate the simple things. You know, I had to go through that to appreciate what he was really doing for me.
Yeah.
You know, I have to go through, you know, editing my own stuff for a little while to appreciate having an editor, you know. So, yeah, man, trying to wear too many hats can weigh you down mentally. You know how we have the, like I said, the metaphysical and the physical works exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Those abstract things, they do have weights. Like, words have weight.
Yeah.
You know, certain words have more weight than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, the N word has a lot of weight, you know. But that's not physical weight, but it's still weight. But
yeah.
So when you think weight, it works the same. Just physically, just mentally see that we're anywhere on the scale, you know, everything works the same. I don't think the physical does is give us a physical example of how the metaphysical work, you know. So if I say, man, I'm feeling off right now, you're like, well, what does that mean? Then you think about a table. You're like, there's 4 legs on a table. If one of those legs is just a little shorter than the other, it's going to rock a little bit, right?
Yeah,
so that lets you know, okay, something's off. What's off in this guy's mind? You know, I love it. So that's what they told me in the spirit realm as well. They said, dude, they told me self-mastery is the key to really leveling up in consciousness, because if you master something in the physical world, all you do is apply those same principles to the metaphysical, and you can master anything, which is why I talk about the whole fishing thing. Everything's similar to fishing. You know, it's the same concept. Because notice in water, they have waves.
Yeah.
Transverse waves. But light is transverse waves as well. You know, everything we see is through the light. You know, everything is created from the sun. So literally, everything does work the same. Another law of vibration. That ensures everything works the same.
That's waves too.
Exactly. So, no, ohm symbol, sounds, waves, you know. So, sound, light, all that works the same. It's just, once you find the common denominator law, it's not just in math. Math is universal language. Everything has a common denominator. So, when I was looking into Buddhism and, you know, Hinduism, even Islam, even Christianity, you start finding the similarities. That's why I follow the Egyptians with the weighing the heart on a feather. And then you see Jesus with the light heart. Oh, lighthearted. You want to keep that weight off your heart, you know. It's so much. So everything's connected. And those in the Bible to say the tongue can bring life or death. The Hindus have the throat chakra, you know. Everything works. Man, everything's so connected. I love it, man.
Yeah.
What about perspective? Has your perspective changed? It sounds like your perspective of yourself has changed quite a bit. What about your perspective as it pertains to, like, other people?
Man, I have more compassion, too, because I realize I'm nothing special. It's just that I had my awakening young. You know, it had a thing called midlife crisis. Yeah. I believe that's where a lot of people have their awakenings. Because most, the average man lives a life that was already kind of pre-made for him. You know, you go to college because mommy told you to. You get a job because mommy told you. You married this girl because your mama liked her. Stuff like that. So you have your light bulb moment when, you know, you start to realize, man, I'm not. This is not who I am, blah, 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 blah. Something must be different, you know. And I believe I had my midlife crisis in my 30s because I lived some crazy past lives. Like, went to prison twice and stuff like that. I've done a lot of things most people my age have, you know, have wouldn't experience without, you know, going their own way.
Yeah.
So I have a lot more compassion and patience because I really, I'm one of the lucky ones. Mm-hmm. You know, I could have very well just lived the life that, you know, mom told me to live and then maybe have my awakening in my 40s or 50s, you know. So I've definitely learned how to be patient and compassion. And then hopefully, man, you know, in the future, maybe I can save a life or two, you know. Because I feel like this knowledge can benefit a lot of people. I believe, you know, a lot of people are suffering in silence. But like they say, one of the seven sins is pride. People are so scared to ask for help because of their pride. Mm-hmm. Even myself, you know, I remember.
Men especially.
Yeah. I remember editing videos for the first time. And I was like, man, I should just call Vince's help. I'm sorry.
Have you guys talked at all?
No, we like, talked. We talked from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
2020, he's one of the people told me to apologize to.
Yeah.
They told me, look, regardless of what he did, we do. This is probably for what you did. And it got nothing to do with him because you know what you did was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Has it kind of hit you more recently that people are just in different parts of their life? Like, because it sounds like you were struggling years ago and you were doing things that were not right in your kind of own words. You were doing things that were wrong that led you to go to jail a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of recognize, like, well, shit, man, maybe some of these people that I'm having trouble communicating with or had trouble communicating with, maybe they're just at a different point in their life.
You know how, you know, the old saying goes, let's get on the same page. I believe, you know, we're just kind of, you know, I don't want to call it flaw logic or nothing like that. But, you know, we're going to your heart literally look at another brain. You know, it's even science, you know, even looking at the Bible, right? They say, you know, the discerning heart, right? Mm-hmm. And as a man thinketh in his heart. They say not in his mind. Notice they say as a man thinketh in his heart.
Yeah.
And it's even in science. It's even proven by science that the heart has its own, you know, nervous system. And it sends information to the brain. And it's actually more powerful than the brain. So you got to really have it in your heart to want to change. Mm-hmm. And the only way to really have it in your heart to want to change is you literally see the errors and the potential consequences. That's really what they did for me. They showed, it was like Christmas Carol, you know, Charles Dickens. I think he was enlightened because it was similar to what I went through with my awakening. They pretty much show you your whole past, you know, show you what you're going through now. And then based off, you know, those codings, because they say due to the laws, another universal law, cause and effect, right? They say due to cause and effect, these are your potential outcomes. Yeah, and there was some scary outcomes.
Is that Scrooged? Is that
yeah,
Charles
Scrooge,
Dickens, right?
Charles Dickens, yeah, the Christmas Carol, one of my favorite stories.
Yeah. You know what's wild? Like, a lot of people are probably listening. Maybe they've never done psychedelics. So some of this sounds foreign to them. But a lot of people have experiences like you had where they're like, a lot of things are put in front of them and they have to face a lot of things. Sometimes with like ayahuasca, sometimes with LSD, sometimes the DMT. Yeah. Like, so what you, like what you're saying right now, I can understand. It makes sense. You know what I mean? I've done LSD once and I made sure I just dipped my toe in because I'm very careful. But what you're saying, it's like, it's a really, I wonder in like what other ways, I guess some people, maybe they go to therapy if they feel they need to go to therapy. Yeah. That's one way of being able to, I guess, work a lot of things out. Yeah. But this is just like throwing you into the fire and letting you work it out yourself. Again, I'm not telling you how to go do LSD, but it's like that you did some therapy, a lot of therapy right there.
It was very similar to a therapy experience itself. I'm talking to myself internally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm starting to really understand, bro. Like there's so many people about before us that were wise, being, you know, so wise, and they left us behind so much good information. Philosophers, you know, you never heard of Rene Descartes, I believe.
Yeah.
Dude, he was definitely enlightened because a lot of things he was talking about, I went to go get his book, and they already told me in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we call it the seat of the soul. How about that? The seat of the soul, which is the third eye. Mm-hmm. You know, he was
maybe really, he had psychedelics.
Man, who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, the Egyptians did. Mm-hmm. Even on their walls. You know, they had the weed plant and the shrooms carved into them walls. Sheesh. Yeah, man. Aztecs. A lot of people. This is not. I say nothing's new under the sun. A lot of these crops were here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that, you know, we live in a country to where they kind of. It's a capitalist country. That's what it is. You know, they kind of notice weed is just now starting to become legal in other states. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure maybe in the future all of them be legal. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, these things have already been here. People before us have already had the wisdom. We're just kind of, you know, recycling things, you know, in a way, getting to the new generation. Mm-hmm. Like perfect example, like a lot of bodybuilder deaths, right? Dude, this has already been happening in the 80s and 90s. It's just we didn't have social media to rest in peace every week.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Like bigger, faster, stronger, you know, your brother's, that shit changed my life. You know, I remember seeing it for the first time, and I saw that the part where that guy was in this parking lot, right? Mm-hmm. Still trying to hold on to this dream. It made me realize, bro, sometimes your plan A may not fall through. You know, I believe that's where regret comes. People say don't regret nothing, and I kind of agree and disagree with that. I believe it's perfectly natural to regret wasting your fucking time for years doing something that you probably had no business doing. And especially being pissed at yourself and possibly even other people for not even trying to, because I remember I had my awakening and I was thinking to myself, damn, you know, nobody even tried to tell me this was, like, nobody in my circle, nobody tried to say, hey, man, you shouldn't do this, you know.
Which, that probably made you evaluate people in your circle, huh?
A little bit, yeah. But at the same time, knowing me and my ego, I probably would have cursed them out and pushed them away too. But at the same time, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
You know, which is probably, we got to work on our delivery. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe maybe if somebody would have told me in a way that I can digest it, you know, I probably would have heard them out. But most of all, somebody you can respect.
Yeah.
You know, somebody you respect, because that matters too. Somebody just as bad as you trying to tell you you're wrong. You know. But it's funny how the universe works. Sometimes messages come from the people you respect the least. Mm. Sometimes you get the truth from a hater. Mm. You know, that's why sometimes you read a comment and it pisses you off, probably because it got a little truth to it, you know? You know, it is what it is. Sometimes the best messages or the truth you need come from somebody you don't even like. Mm-hmm. That's how the game goes, you know? So, you know, I'm still learning, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that maybe I can, you know, like I say, I want to write some books in the future. So maybe I can help people, you know, deal with their problems, because I believe that's what we need. You know, like I said, pride. That's one of my biggest problems, pride. You know, you got to be, don't be afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Like I told you about the whole, you know, I was doing when I was editing the video and I was like, man, I should just call, apologize to Vince. That was my pride not allowing me to do that. Mm-hmm. My pride and my ego, like, man, look, screw him. I'm going to show the world. I could have flopped. I should have had help.
Knowledge is not very common. Yeah. You know, I think that's a mistake that people make, is that we think that, there's like common sense to stuff, but it's less common than you would think. People don't even know how to get stuff that they want. Just as small examples, if you ask somebody, you know, if someone's like, I want a Snickers bar, you would say, well, yeah, you just go to the grocery store. But the key is the person had to ask about it. Mm-hmm. So you got to ask. You got to ask questions. Anything that you want, it's all here. You can ask for the body you want. You can ask for the money you want. You can ask, but... That's the start, is just to ask a couple questions, and then from there, I think you start to kind of get into like the law of attraction and things like that. But then you're going to probably have a cascade of disciplines that surround that, because I could say, well, I told Chris that I wanted that. He knows, he heard what I said, and Seema heard what I said, Andrew heard what I said. Now I need to back it up, so I'm going to like write out some shit that I think would help, and maybe you guys would have some ideas on what would help get me there too. Mm.
Yeah, because one thing, like you say, asking questions. One of my favorite quotes from Socrates: "I know nothing." Mm. Just dude, once you start thinking you know it all, I think that's when you start building this ego. And I don't think ego is necessarily a bad thing. I believe it's your surface personality, and sometimes that surface personality can eat you up. And you start believing your own hype. Mm. You know, just like I told you, they told me the Earth is, you know, as above, so below, obviously, right? And they told me the Earth is very similar to Earth, us. You know, when you study the Earth, you know yourself better. Because think about it, oxygen and carbon flow through the Earth, oxygen and carbon flow through you. Water mostly on the Earth, water mostly in us. You know, things grow in us, things grow on the Earth. We have a core, the Earth has a core, right? We're in a constant state of vibration because the heart stays beating, the earth's at a constant state of vibration as well. So you know more about the earth, you know more about yourself. Mm. And long story short, you have a deep self and then you have the surface self. You know, the self that you show want people to see.
Yeah.
And you start believing your own hype. You know, you can start, it's a perfect example, right? Let's say, for example, you want people to see you in this badass car, right? And you underestimated some numbers. The insurance and the gas is really costing you a little more than you thought. Now it's eating into your grocery bill, eating into your entertainment bill. And now you gotta cut back on those things that you really enjoy so you can keep this image going. Your ego is now starting to eat at your energy, eat at your deep self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you got to really understand, this is my surface self energy and this is my deep self. Don't let them interact with, you know, don't let them affect each other.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that's how we navigate through the streets and stuff with our, you know, surface self. But we all have our deep self. You know, my lady knows my deep self. My family knows my deep self. And anybody who has a, you know, privilege of knowing me on a deep level will know my deep self. But we all have that surface self. It is what it is, you know. So that's why I was, what were you saying? But yeah, you know, that surface self can eat you, man, if you're not careful. Because then you start forgetting your why, then that's when problems start. And that car situation is one of many ways that ego self can destroy you, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the thing about regret. And yeah, some people say that they don't have any regrets. And I can somewhat actually, when I hear that, I used to think like, oh, no, that's BS. I have a ton of things that I regret. But I all those things that I've regretted, I've learned from. And all the really bad, let's say just past really bad relationships or whatever that I've dealt with, I've been able to learn from those experiences and to help other people as you learn from your experience. And you're helping a ton of men probably come to certain realizations because one of the people that they look up to is dealing with it right now and is coming through the other side, not unscathed, but like you've improved, right? So you, like you mentioned, you hope you save one or two lives, but from all the stuff you've been put out, you've probably saved more than that.
I hope
dude.
So, man.
Much more than that.
That made me really happy. You know, people tell me all the time, you help me with my fitness goals and stuff. That's great. But I feel like, to be real with you know, when it comes to fitness, you know, you either have it or you don't as far as passion goes. Cause I've seen so many people get the best coaching. I've had clients quit on me. Like at the end of the day, there's a good amount of that you got to do for yourself, you know? So I don't like taking too much credit for that. But, man, it would really make me happy to hear somebody say, man, I was in a suicidal state and you gave me some advice to help me get out of that. You know, that would really help me a lot. Or you really helped me open my mind. You really helped me see the world differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything starts within us, you know what I mean? Then we kind of externally express that and try to, you know, manifest a reality we can be proud of and be comfortable in. So that would really make me happy, man, if I can really open some minds, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, you got to want that. Because to be real with you, it wasn't for my awakening, I wouldn't even believe half the crap I'm saying now. Because it's the energy you got to feel.
Yeah.
Kind of like being electrocuted, you know, from the inside. Mm-hmm. I literally felt the power of that spirit. And it's real, real. You know, it's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier you were talking about kind of rekindling your passion for lifting and stuff.
Yeah.
Are you okay with talking about that? Because I think that could be extremely helpful to people.
Yeah, man. You know, you just got to get back to your why. And like I said, that one example about, you know, having that car and then now starting to eat away at your, you know, things because you underestimated some numbers and things like that. Well, that's one of many, like I was telling you about getting more into the business and not having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, man, you know, trying to wear a lot of hats, it can take it from your time. You know, I stopped forgetting that I liked working out before the money came.
Yeah.
There's been times where I cut just because I know I got something coming up,
mm-hmm.
you know, or because, you know, people expect to see me in a certain way. You know, back in the old days, I used to have a thing called Fat Jones. I didn't even care. You know, I stopped doing that because this date's coming up. We got to do this. You know, it was like little things like that. You start, you know, compromising, you know, your internal, you know, goals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get back to realizing you have your own goals and, you know, don't let outside things too much affect that. You know, just get back to the roots, you know, and I'm starting to love it again. I really am. I lost the passion for it a little bit. I would say 2019 and 2020, but this year, bro, I'm starting to feel like, you know, early 20s again, where this is fun. I'm even watching, I've been watching workout videos. I hadn't done that in so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back when I first started doing YouTube, which was why it was so fun to me, I would record my videos, watch some Ronnie videos, watch some Matt Ogus videos, yeah. You know. I'm kind of back into that spirit,
mm-hmm.
You know. But it's funny because a lot of channels don't really do that right now. A lot of them, I would say, it's more of a... They're more vloggy type,
mm-hmm.
You know, or just kind of sit in front, not in bashing or nothing, but kind of sitting in front of the screen, you know, talking about training or drugs, you know. I would love to see a little more community.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I know I can pick everybody else, but for me, I'm starting to feel that again, man. Starting to love it again, you know. Trying to go to public gyms and kind of meet people that's training, you know. It's kind of cool, man, but I lost a little passion because it became more work. This is that mm-hmm. simple. It became more, you got to have balance of work and fun. As I say, you know, all work and no play. You know, just kind of have a balance and don't lose that balance, you know.
Yeah.
Once you lose that balance, you're too far to the left or you're too far to the right, you know, things can come off, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah, what do you
and
think?
I think personally, a lot of people go through that, you know. Mm-hmm. I think because, you know, the old saying that goes, you don't know the line until you cross it. You know, it is what it is. You know, I learned my line, and now I'm going to try to keep myself in line.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I notice that, hey, I'm getting a little drained, take a mental health day. You know, I didn't believe in that crap.
Yeah.
You know, your sleep's been off. Don't try to hide it with a whole bunch of coffee and drink. maybe take on that rest day, sleep in that day or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of monitor all your levels, not just your hunger levels. Remember your mind, how my mental health, how am I physically, how my family. You know, try to be aware of all those things.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So, like when you first started out, I don't even think like Instagram was even around, or maybe just wasn't even. It's been a long time, but like since then, now it's like social media. Like you kind of have to. Like it has become work now because without it, like you can't really grow anymore.
Yeah.
What's your take on like TikTok and like fit influencers on those platforms these days?
Yeah, man. Explain that one more time.
So like we always talk about it like on TikTok. There's a lot of young, I'll say influencers. They just have multiple followers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Talking about getting on gear or saying, you know, there's a lot of teams, right? Like I'm going to be in this trench talking about this way of training is mm-hmm. the best way. Everyone else's is bad.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't say that all the time, but like, I'm just curious, like what's your take on like, yeah, social media these days when, you know, when you started, there basically was none.
Yeah. This is my thing. I feel like it's became just a little oversaturated, you know, but that's part of life. You know, if you see people that are clearly getting some financial success, more people want to be involved. Mm-hmm. At one point, bodybuilding, mm-hmm. like the sport wasn't even that big.
Yeah.
You know, pumping iron kind of set off a spark that made it grow. You know, it is what it is. Because at the end of the day, self-preservation, everybody wants some success. Everybody wants some money. But my thing is this has became more gimmicky now. You know, it's a little too gimmicky. I don't mind the oversaturation. It is what it is. Because mm-hmm. I feel like we should all have somebody. We can, like I talk to people all the time about the bodybuilding thing. I never felt the need to juice up and get on roids because the average client doesn't, we won't be that big anyway. If anything, you might scare him off because, like, I can't reach that. I never reached that. He might try to kill me.
I want to look like him and some right? woman or something. Yeah.
Right. So, this is my thing. I just feel like it became a little too gimmicky because since it's oversaturated to stand out, you know, you got to do standout shit. It is what it is. You know, no respect to, these guys, I've seen this guy eating raw meat and shit, which is cool. I mean, it's fun to watch, but that's the extreme shit you got to do now to get seen.
Yeah.
If it was just him bench pressing and some curl for good form or something, like, hey, I wouldn't give a damn. But shirt off, ripped to shreds, eating raw meat in the woods, that's kind of cool. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, Liver King.
You got to do stuff like that. People in the gym juggling weights and shit. Like, bro, this is what it came to because when things get oversaturated, you have to have, I don't want to say a look at me approach, but you got to have some kind of mm-hmm. way to get eyes on you.
Got to have a unique talent, yeah. Something that makes you stand out.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. Luckily for me, man, I got in when it was kind of, you know, still new. Mm-hmm. So I built a bond with my mm-hmm. with my core following, you know, and that's good because I ain't going to lie to you, if I had to come out now, dude, I don't even know if I would make it, you know, just keeping it real
mm-hmm.
because I'm not willing to do all that. You know, I might throw some rhymes or something, but dude, the way we're so desensitized now because it's not trying to go off topic, but porn, right? How porn can desensitize you to the point where real sex is not that exciting because you're, right? And that's kind of how fitness started to become, bro. Unless you're doing these superhero workouts, so you're walking around shredded, you're around, you know, it's going to be hard to stand out because people are so desensitized. What's the, and then it's kind of hard to discern, if you, especially if you're new to training, what's effective training now? Do you have to fucking do jumping jacks in the air or and muscle ups in the air and juggle weights to get fit, you know? Like, the average gym goer, well, the new gym goer can't tell what's an effective workout versus what's, you know, just for likes, you know? They're gonna go to the gym and slam the ball, throw it in, you know, thinking that's gonna get them ripped, and they don't gotta do all that. They might blow a L5 disc trying to do all that, you know. Because I promise you this, that the majority of people doing all these superhero workouts didn't build their physique doing those superhero workouts. Just to get some, I wish they would put, you know how they put, this is a paid ad on their videos, let people know, hey, this is a paid ad. Maybe put, this is for views and likes, you know. I have a website where the workouts are a little more realistic, you know. I would like to see stuff like that. But yeah, other than that, I have no problem with it being oversaturated. I just think that the average lifter, it's hard for them to discern what's effective and what's just for likes.
Yeah,
and that's gonna call it a problem in the long run.
Yeah.
Has your training changed at all over the years? Because I remember, I mean, years ago, I was following somebody. I just was following them because they were sponsored by Dymatize back in the day, and I just happened to be taking it. But they were talking about occlusion training.
Oh, wrapping your muscles up. Yeah,
and then your video popped up right after that, and you were like, all this occlusion, you know, stuff is bullshit or whatever. And you're like, here's what you do. You pick up a weight, you curl it. Once that becomes easy, you pick up a heavier weight, you curl it. Yeah. And once that becomes easy, and you just do it like that, I was just like, I'm going to do what that guy
progressive
says.
Progressive overload. Yeah. Never fails.
So, like, has anything changed over the, you know, decades at this
point? For the most part, no. Because I believe reinventing the wheel, like I say, it's a physical activity and there's laws involved. Like, the angle of the joint, you know, depending on where the weight's coming from, like, that's how the muscles worked. You know, the elbow's a hinging joint. So, you'd be hinging at the elbow. You know, if you want to hit a certain side of the head, you'd be at a certain angle, maybe pushing downward. You know, it's what it is. Same with squats. It goes along your center of mass. Like, a lot of these things, it's not my law. These are universal, great. These are laws of physics, you know? So all this extra stuff. Now, I will say inclusion training might benefit you maybe if you got some joint pain.
Like, oh, absolutely.
You know, you got some,
or an injury.
Yeah, you got some joint pain, nursing an injury or something like that. But all these superhero workouts, you know, and I'm trying to.
I understand your point. It's not the first place people should focus.
Yeah, I believe it's simplicity.
Hey, but, you know, I don't know if it was on air, but your knees are feeling better.
Yeah.
So you added some new shit in. Yeah. So even now, we can still learn a lot of new shit.
I might try some occlusion for my new pony because they're going to lie to you. I'm getting up there, you know.
Some voodoo flossing would be good.
I'm getting up there in age, you know, I'll be 40 in 3 years, you know, I want to be lifting forever, you know, so, hey, you know, I might try it.
Still
I might
look be like in your 20s.
I might make a video and say, hey, guys, I was wrong about the occlusion. I put on 2 inches on my legs and 2 inches on my arms, wrapping them up. Yeah. Hey, you know, that's what it is. I'm definitely always open to learn because when macros first started hitting the scene, bro, I was one of those guys like, get the hell out of here, eat clean. You know, now I'm looking back like, man, macros is it's kind of cool. But I will say, same with balance. Some people think that you can just eat crap, dude. Quit the micros. You know, and notice we have the macrocosm in the universe and the microcosm. Notice the foods work the same way because food's energy. You know, if we measure food not by inches, we measure food by calories, and calories is burnt, you know, because how much potential energy is in the food. So even food is energy. So macros and micros, dude, micros is what keep the foundation going. It charges the cells, you know, so you got to pay attention to that too. Everything has micros, including relationships, you know. You find out why people got divorced after 10 years. You're like, oh, they're beautiful, they're good together, they got money. But the micros, what are the micros? How their sex life, you know, do they talk? Do they still have laughter? Yeah. You know, how's the vibe at home? You know, they're even like the same. They could have just grew apart.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it is. You got to look at the micros. Everything has macros and micros.
The way you put that is actually, that's really that makes a lot of fucking sense.
Yeah.
So everything looks good. That macro looks good. Money, good looking, all that
those
shit.
Those are the carbs, proteins, and fats.
Where's your vitamin D and zinc? Yeah, but
what's charging the blood cells? Yeah. You know, what's the zinc? Where's the A? Where's the vitamin D? You know, do y'all have good sex? Do you make sure she comes first?
Go check out our episode with Zeus and Bratton.
Can you give her criticism without her blowing up on you? Vice versa. You know, these little things. How are the in-laws? You know, the in-laws. Raising the children. You know, because sometimes bad kids that ain't getting disciplined can cause stress in the house. There's so many micros that can make a relationship fail. We're too busy looking on it. It's like when celebrities cut themselves. You're like, man, he had my. That was the macros. What about his micros? What about his mental health? You don't know. What kind of demons was he battling that he don't ever talk about? You know, it's what it is. So once you understand, everything has. Even in the universe, we need a microscope to see things that the eyes can't see because we can't see past a certain wavelength. You want to get deep into the. Bam, you got to get that microscope that allows you to see deep things you can't see with your regular eyes.
Yeah.
Everything has macros and micros.
You ever consider doing some like public speaking?
Yeah, that'd be fun. You know, I like to talk.
Well, you're talking about like helping people, and I think that a lot of people would find your story helpful. Although maybe going to a high school and talking about psychedelics might not be a great
idea. I'll be on the news.
But talking about
council culture.
Talking about an awakening sounds good.
Hey, you know? Kids.
Here's LSD.
Well, and you still had to change your ways though, right? Yeah. I mean, you still had to change. You had to shift out your habits.
Yeah.
You know, for new habits that are healthier and more in line with the way you think now.
It took a while too, because even though I had the knowledge, you know, when you empty that heart chakra out, man, if I putting that information into you, you still got to go through a period of, you know, for building momentum, which is, again, why fasting is so powerful. You know, not just fasting in food, but fasting from things that don't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go 40 days without smoking a cigarette, bro, and like I said, you got a cigarette problem, you start noticing the urges kind of slow down, fade out, because we have a circadian rhythm in the sky, you know? We have a circadian rhythm in our brain. Our brain uses certain patterns. So you cancel those patterns out, it's going to stop sending those electric signals telling you to come smoke a cigarette. Oh, you need a cigarette. Mm-hmm. And then that heart, you start playing with your heart saying, hey, man, when was the last time I had a cigarette? You know how good food is? Start putting those energies into your mind.
Yeah.
So fast from now, or if you got a lust problem, maybe no porn for a month.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
Dude, fasting works all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go through a lot of fastings to reset my brain.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because the signals are going to, just like when you're eating junk food and then you know it's time to diet and you start diving, these cravings are coming, not because you're weak, it's just because your body's so used to that feeding time and so used to those, you know, it's so used to the patterns you created, the paradigm you've created, you know, and that's all. And now you're shifting to a new one, but those signals are still coming. Eventually, you ignore them long enough, they're going to go away.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you do some stand-up comedy.
Really? Hey, man, who knows?
Right?
Honestly,
that'd be fantastic.
Like, even
I
without...
I think you would crush it.
Really?
Yeah, you got to practice, right? But
we found out, Mark. You'll have me out there. You'll have me out to get booed.
I'll go up on here for you.
Mark Bell's had potential.
No, like real talk. Usually, when fit people do stand up, people don't like them much. But like you, like I said, man, like I think you mentioned in this podcast, you don't think that you'd be able to stand out nowadays if you started social media.
Yeah.
But there are not many personalities like yours, dude. Like people can talk about all this and like just give all the information, but a lot of people just lack personality and they are not enjoyable to watch. You're still like enjoyable to listen to, enjoyable to watch, and you put out good shit.
I appreciate that, man.
Nah, I'm going to be real though. I'm be real. That's what, like when I was younger, that's why I watched your shit. Cause even though there's a lot of people putting out information, they're boring as fuck. You're not boring. You know what I mean? You got a lot. So, hey,
I appreciate that, man.
Of course.
I think a lot of that has to do with just being around a lot of different kinds of people. Even being locked up, you know, you have conversations with people you probably would have never had conversations with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I would say just a deeper understanding of how minds work. You know, you'd be surprised, you know, how you watch a movie and, you know, you start, they're robbing a bank and you want them to get away with it.
Yeah. Ocean's 11.
Right? Because you see them world from their view.
Yeah.
And let's just say I've been through that many times. I've been like to people who've done some unthinkable things. And like, man, he's never been a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, and then you got to remind yourself, why he here? You know? So, you know, it comes from just being around, you know, and you can believe it or not, man, some of the best rappers, you're never going to hear because they're gone. They're locked up for a long time. So the best comedian is gone, you know? So I think it comes around from absorbing a lot of people's energy. Mm-hmm. You know, you believe, rather you realize it or not, you're gonna feed up people's energy around, which is why they say, you know, if you hang around four broke people, you're gonna be the fifth, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's even in nature. Notice, you put a rotten piece of fruit, it's gonna spoil the other ones. You really gotta watch your circle.
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, and unfortunately, with fruit, at least you can see the spoil. You can see that rotten. You can't see a rotten person until you get to know them, which is why they say judging by the character, you know, judging by the character or their fruits or their works, because it can be easy. You could easily be fooled by somebody's appearance, easily, you know, because it's metaphysical, abstract. You can't see these things. Yeah. When somebody give me I see the macros of their soul, meaning like this. There's no way we can vibe. I can't fuck with them. You know, it is what it is. You know, just try to, I don't want to call it third. I sound so cliche.
Nowadays, it does sound
cliche. Because it's overused now, but there really is a third eye. It's even in science, the pineal gland. You know, it's even there's a center in your brain that really opens up. And then mine's mad. That's what the LSD, that stuff opens you up, man. That stuff opens that third eye up. Because, look, we're the original. We're the original creations. You know, our brain's like a quantum computer. You know, so once that thing opens up, man, it's almost like it's scrambled. Like somebody told me something that don't make no sense. My brain is like going nuts. It's trying to make sense out of something that don't make sense. It's like, I love it, man.
For some of you guys who want to like learn about like some of the stuff Chris is talking about in terms of the metaphysical, we've talked about Joe Dispenza multiple times on the podcast.
I love that guy, man.
Go read his fucking books. You Are the Placebo.
You Are the Placebo.
Yeah, and there's a few others that are really fucking good. Go read that stuff so you can understand kind of what's being mentioned.
Dude, the brain, people don't realize that everything exists in the mind first. Like I was telling you about the whole earth thing, right? Everything exists in the mind, bro. And once you understand that, you realize you literally have the word in your hands.
Yeah.
You literally, that's why I believe that the higher ups and stuff try to brainwash people because they realize there's so much power in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can brainwash somebody to fight for your cause. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what it is. Yeah. Not trying to get way off topic, but that's, you know, I believe, you know, we're all one. You know, I'm not trying to bring racism into this stuff, but I believe in racism is just an excuse, you know, for the ego. People, there's going to always be a group of people who want to be above other people.
Yeah.
You know, if the world was all white, in my opinion, it would probably be eventually redheads versus blondes or something like that.
Hey, yeah.
You know, it's what it is. If people can always find some way to divide people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like racism is the easiest way because it's the visual. It's very visual.
Yes.
You know, I believe we're all one. We're all just off character. We're all one. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion.
Agreed. But one other thing I'll mention too, because you were mentioning about, you're talking about words, right? And how words can really affect your own energy. But like words do have power because like, especially when people are close to you, you know, the things you say to people close to you can bring them down or lift them up.
Yeah.
You know, that's why like I try to give people gratitude. The people close to my life, I try to give them gratitude because there's something there that makes them, lifts them up and makes them feel good because, oh, wow, he's grateful that I did that for him. Oh my God, I feel great. I'm so happy. That can lift somebody up for a day or a week.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that shit.
I agree.
Absolutely, man. Careful.
For sure.
Thank you for your time today, man. Appreciate having you out here.
Thank you guys, man.
What's going on with Beast Mode?
Oh, yeah, you know, just doing what I do, man.
The IG handle, right?
Yeah, Beast Mode, Instagram, hit me up, you know, check me out, you know. And, of course, Beast Mode on YouTube, man. I'm here, man.
What kind of products you have? I know you have some apparel. You have any other products that you sell?
Well, you know, we got a little stuff. Me and Mark doing our little thing with Tiger Fitness. We got the Pump Juicers Ups. We got a protein called GAF. That's for good as fuck, by the way. You know, we got the Fat Burner, Thermogenic. You know, we got some BCAAs. You know, the typical supplement line.
Cool.
You know, so, hey, hit me up, man. I really appreciate that. Appreciate the plug, by the way. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
No problem. Appreciate that, man.
And do you want to take us out of here?
Sure thing. Thank you, everybody, for checking out today's episode. Please comment anything down below and make sure you guys like today's episode. Really appreciate it. Subscribe if you guys are not subscribed already and turn on all those bell notifications so you don't miss another episode. Follow the podcast at Mark Bell's Power Project on Instagram, at MB Power Project on TikTok and Twitter. And my Instagram and Twitter is at I am Andrew Z. And Seema, where you at?
And Seema Yin Yang on Instagram and YouTube at Seema Yin Yang on TikTok and Twitter. Mark?
I was going to ask, but I forgot for half a second there, but now I remembered. What does your dad think nowadays? Because you mentioned how disappointed he was.
Oh, man, he thinks, man, he's really proud, man.
That's cool.
He's really proud of me, man. I ain't going to lie, man. Talking, we had a heart-to-heart talk, you know, after I went through my situation. And, man, I realized, bro, I had a lot of hidden animosity towards him, even though I didn't even realize it. You know, I just, in a weird way, I never forgave him for that. First off, I shouldn't even have to forgive him anyway. I shouldn't even be in a situation, you know. But, you know, when you're in your ego, bro, and you see things from your perspective only and not from the parent's perspective, you know, it can really just, I believe, from what, now, see things from other people's, every situation, try to see it from the other person's perspective, not just yours. It'll open your eyes. Mm-hmm. So if I can give any advice, any situation, whether it's a relationship, friendship, business, anything, try to see from your shoes and try to see from their shoes too, to get a little more knowledge for yourself, and then try to discern some things, what's best for you. Yeah. Because sometimes you can be really selfish and not even realize it. Because self-preservation is in us. You hear a gunshot, first thing you're gonna do is get down. You're like, hey, Mark, get down. And then you get down. You know? You know? Self-preservation is a law, bro, that cannot be escaped. We're programmed to survive, and that's from every angle. So jobs you pick and things, you're like, can this job support me financially and my family? You're not going to pick it just because you like it. That would be an icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. Self-preservation is number one. So keep that in mind. Try to see it from both sides, guys.
Very well said. Strength is never a weakness. Weakness is never strength. I'm at Mark Smelly Bell. Catch you guys later.
Bye.